Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610, Patrick Bet David claims Deshaun Watson is the next Dwight Howard. We will interview this fraud coming up in 1 hour. Plus, we also have more people who are critical of Deshaun Watson. Who is this ESPN radio guy who is critical of Deshaun?
Yeah, so I saw this yesterday. I was listening to the Triple Threat, and I heard them talking about who I thought was Patrick Bet David. Nope, it turns out they're talking about someone else entirely. Jared Stillman, who hosts a sports radio show on ESPN's Nashville affiliate. Oh, of course. Jared Stillman, yes.
This guy might follow me. Okay, go ahead.
So there's someone from Dallas that's coming after Deshaun Watson. That's Patrick Bet David. And there's someone from Nashville that's coming after Deshaun Watson as well. Okay, wow. That's interesting from the two cities that I imagine would have the most to dislike Deshaun Watson for. Maybe the Sunday night football game for the Cowboys, the latter of the two games between the Texans and Titans as well. His tweet, quote, "I know I'm going to sound like an old papa, but seriously, Deshaun Watson is a starting quarterback in the NFL, and he couldn't dress better at the national championship. You're not a corner or a wide receiver, you're a quarterback, you're a brand. For those who don't remember, Deshaun Watson was wearing a purple hoodie, and I suppose that for Jared Stillman, that wasn't quite enough. A follower of his tweeted, well, Jared, what would you prefer he wore? Stillman said, Clemson gear or something more professional. D'Amico Ryans was in a suit.
Well, D'Amico's an NFL assistant coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in a different life state.
What was D'Amico wearing a suit for, I wonder? He must have had some event. Like, it's not like D'Amico. It's not like D'Amico. Like, I know D'Amico. I know, it's not like D'Amico might be listening right now. He listens to the show and he lives here in the off season. Probably not anymore that he's a full time coach. But anyway,
I'll just pretend like he's listening.
It's not like D'Amico walks around going to athletic events in a suit. He was in a suit because he had some kind of event. He was probably with a bunch of fancy high fluting donors and whatnot.
I can't crush this Stillman guy because I was the same guy who said Tuesday morning on the show that I wasn't a huge fan of Watson's pants.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they relate to his brand. I just thought it was a weird. I just thought it was a weird combo.
Yeah. You thought it was almost like kind of a more dapper look with a dress down hoodie look, which is like Deshaun. Whatever Deshaun's doing fashion wise is so far beyond what we can comprehend as our blue collar simpletons that we just don't get it. It's like like me trying to break down DeAndre. You want to try to break down DeAndre in his clothes? You got to get on the Milan level. You don't even have the vocabulary for it.
I think things are going to be a little different when you are someone who lives in Houston and you are watching a game that's as close to the Pacific Northwest as possible in Santa Clara, California, and you're on the sideline, you're probably going to wear something warm, so we wore a purple hoodie. Jared Stillman kept on doubling down. Someone asked, what's the matter with a hoodie? If it was a Clemson hoodie, then are you good? Stillman's response, a simple yes. But it wasn't done, because a day later, DeAndre Hopkins tweeted this tweet of Jared Stillman's where he said, again, I know I'm going to sound like an old papa, but Deshaun Watson couldn't dress better than that. He said that the undertone is real. Stillman's tweet response to this, I find that accusation to be absurd and offensive on all levels. My tweet was fashion related.
This is where I have issue with him, simply from a sports perspective. Like, purple is a Clemson color.
Yes.
I got really confused by this. Like, I had to go back and double check. Like, cause sometimes I get a little weirdly colorblind, like, with different hues of colors. I'm like, all right, orange is the main color, but purple is, they have purple uniforms. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
I don't trust this guy from a sports radio host perspective. I feel like he's proven himself a fraud just by criticizing a purple hoodie as not being Clemson colors when purple is a Clemson color. Or was it not Clemson purple? I thought it was Clemson purple.
It was Clemson purple.
I mean, I'll defend the guy in saying I don't think it was racist at all. I just think he was genuinely.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can understand.
No, if they were a white guy. I don't know. No. I don't know, man.
Do you think it's racist?
Who the hell doesn't wear a hoodie on the sideline? Which, like, when you've watched national championship games and you see the former pros down there, how often are they actually dressed up? They're usually wearing pretty casual.
Yeah, he's usually casual.
Sometimes, who was the guy that had those $1,500 boots? Remember? It was before one of the bowl games. We looked it up.
I can't remember.
We spent way too long of a segment.
Old
on this.
Boots Callahan.
One of our listeners, 713-572-4610. It's the boots with the sneakers with the little locks on them. They're sneakers with little. I think it was. Yeah, okay.
Did you think the tweet, Paul, was racist in any way?
I didn't think it was racist. I just think it was a stupid tweet. I mean, how do you think this is going to play out for you? This is one of those tweets where you have to think to yourself, okay, when I write this out, it's 2018. Excuse me. It's 2019 now.
Yes.
How is this going to play out? There's no way he could win on this front with the way that he formulated it. You could say, you know what? It would have been better if he had said, a hoodie? Really? Do better. I think you could do better than that.
I think that's reasonable.
I think you could do better than that. But the way that he said it is he's a starting quarterback and he couldn't dress better. You're a quarterback. You're a brand. Oh, no, he's watching a game. He's watching a football game. And I mean, I don't think that these guys imagine that they're going to be on camera for the entirety of the game that they're not even playing in.
Well, I guess it's the quarterback thing or somehow, you know, like, who's always wearing the backwards hat that somebody didn't
Matt
like?
Stafford. Colin Kaepernick.
Matt Stafford with a collar. Look, I'm looking at the picture. Remember the infamous picture of Derrick Henry standing next to Mark Ingram, where Derrick Henry looks so big. Like, Mark Ingram was wearing a Letterman jacket with a T-shirt underneath and
not
jeans.
Professional. That's a high school Letterman jacket. You got to wear your Bama gear, bro.
Look at this, Mike, Paul. Listeners can't look at that picture of Derrick Henry.
He's massive.
I would draft that guy on sight.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There's a reason when you're watching the Titans play, you're like, why is Derrick Henry not like grabbing defenders by the face mask and throwing them into the ground like peasants?
Yes. Kevin Joseph tweeted at us, take a look at this, and he tweeted out a picture, I'll retweet it, at Galant Says, at Seth C. Payne, at Mike Meltzer, where it's a picture of James Harden walking into a game, and it looks like he is essentially wearing a a button down and shorts, but it looks like a baseball jersey.
Yeah, it's just,
it's a bizarre look. I would never wear something like this unless I was perhaps, you know, wearing pajamas in the 1940s.
Plus, this is where, and again, as our listeners are pointing out, as I knew they would, thank you for the information we need. And this is why dullards like sports radio hosts need not be criticizing fashion choices. The hoodie he was wearing was a Balenciaga worth $2,500. Like, sorry that his $2,500 hoodie, which I'm guessing a lot of NFL players understood and respect, isn't good enough for you. So, like, if he's not dressed well enough for sports radio guy in Nashville, but I'm guessing he's probably dressed well enough for the actual guys he plays football with.
I'll say, though, I mean, it better be comfy as hell if that thing costs $2,500.
I'm going to tell you, these expensive clothes, like, every now and then I stumble into something because I have, like, somebody just gifts me something. It's not worth it per se,
but it's nice.
But they're comfy and they fit right. Yeah, there's like I've always liked that. I was like, it's stupid. Why would somebody be like, well, if I weren't so stingy, yeah, this is actually pretty nice. Yeah,
I'm at the point where these guys are wearing things that are so odd to my disposition that I don't even I try not to even comment. Like some of the stuff that Harden wears, like the Joseph guy tweeted at us, it's just so like avant-garde or whatever phrase you want to use that I'm like, this is like I would never be wearing this kind of stuff.
I've seen enough of it where now I'm used to it and I actually like it for the most part. Now there are some things that I see and I'm like, huh. Peasant, what are you doing?
It's entertaining.
But Watson had a good response to Jared Stillman himself. I think that this is a really good response for anyone named Jared, because that's an unfortunate name now. Thank you, Subway's Jared.
True.
He responded, laughing my ass off. My brand is pretty solid. Jared, all caps. That's all you got to say. I think I was very comfortable and chill to cheer on my university.
Well, now, do you know the update on this?
No.
There's a t-shirt company, I got to find it, in Houston or somewhere, that is now putting out the Deshaun Watson hoodie at a much reduced rate. It's not $2,800 with Deshaun's tweet, not the words of the tweet on the hoodie.
Is this licensed though? I hope.
What's the company? I gotta find it. Stradley tweeted it last night.
Ripping off Deshaun, I'm gonna have to have words with somebody. Sometimes this happens.
It's something called BreakingT.com. It's like $46.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'd buy it because it's...
My brand is pretty solid, Jared.
And it has Jared underlined.
Actually, I guess I don't know if they wouldn't have to license that because it doesn't have Deshaun Watson.
It's just anything. Content, yeah.
Yeah. Unless Deshaun goes and trademarks that thing now.
I feel good about Deshaun Watson going forward, but why the hell are all these clowns that are coming after Deshaun Watson coming after whether it's his, oh, wow, he went to a national championship game that his school is playing in,
yeah.
Or, oh, wow, he dresses interestingly. He dresses differently. Why can't it be he sucked on Saturday? That's all I want. Why can't we get that from a national perspective?
It's weird that he's getting more criticism for things that happen after the game than for the specific game itself.
It's like everyone forgot about it. He stunk in the game. I feel good about him going forward still, but for God's sakes, like, we're talking about a quarterback who played poorly in a game. I was like, oh, he went to a national championship on Monday. God forbid he does anything other than, you know, sit in his bathroom and cry while in the fetal position surrounding the toilet and cuddling with it, essentially. Like, geez, just talk about what he wasn't good at and maybe that there are concerns about him going forward.
My favorite part about this Patrick Bet David character that's going to come on with us at 7:20, and I fully expect that he's going to come on acting all like, well, I meant it something different, but we're not going to let him off the hook.
No, I'm going to cut him off and just talk over him.
The weirdest thing to me is, like, he kept making comparisons to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, where were the examples or the situations in which Michael Jordan could have lost a playoff series, of which he lost many over the course of his long career? And then when was UNC playing for the national championship in the tournament immediately thereafter? Like, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't work out that way. But I can damn well guarantee you that Michael Jordan played a round of golf or two the day after he was exited the playoffs. You know what?
And he lives in an era where there was no social media. I bet he went straight to Las Vegas with Charles Barkley, and they were drunk off their ass smoking cigars for the entirety of a night, probably until like 5 in the morning or something like that. So on that front, also, Michael Jordan, like, you really want to go all full Patrick Bet David? Michael Jordan walked away from basketball after being a 3-time defending champion. That's a beta move. You got to go for the 4th title in a row because no one's ever done that.
Well, maybe the Warriors will be the one. Hopefully not. Yeah, but we'll find out what happens.
Also, I think that's happened before. I'm just making a point.
Well, it hasn't happened in a really long
time. Four times in a row in the NBA, when did that happen? Like the 70s or something like that?
I would guess the Celtics way back in the
60s.
But I got a cross-reference
myself
60s. On that.
Yeah.
My one quick question, which I'll present here, we'll probably have to discuss a little bit later in the show based on time and constraints, is at some point, though, in terms of social media, doesn't Deshaun Watson have to stay away from locating these? Now, because these are not tweets directly connected to him. They're not linked specifically to him.
People are going to link it to him. That's the thing. I think a lot of people assume that people are going on Twitter and searching things that say their names. I think it's actually become they are being made aware of tweets that are talking about them. Like, I think we've all been in the same situation.
Somebody adds you or loops you into a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. Or maybe someone tells you, hey, did you hear what Landry said about you on In the Loop? And then you actually talk with them. You're like, oh, it wasn't a big deal at all. Like,
I'll tell you what.
It's a game of telephone.
Those are the truly evil people on Twitter, the people who think they're doing a solid. Like, if you love Deshaun Watson, you're not doing him a solid by being like, hey, Deshaun,
did you see this?
Let me introduce some hate into your life to see, but you see that I'm watching out for you. Like, he doesn't need that. If you love Deshaun Watson, let him be. Like, let him be on social media without having to mute followers of his because they're forwarding hatred towards him.
These people want to watch the world burn, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Because I know, like, I've had, like, people that I know genuine like me that will be like, hey, did you see what so-and-so said about you? And I'm like, I don't care about that fat SOB. Like, what are you talking? Leave me alone. Like, just leave me out of it. Just let him, like, squander his own career on his own.